The path to a better life begins with a simple step. Empower Radio presents Simple Steps, Real Change with Cheryl Maloney. Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Cheryl Maloney.
Why is it that you don't feel like you can move forward in your life? What's holding you back? Do you believe that someone or something has to happen or bless your choice, approve of your choice? Do you think someone else is responsible for whether you succeed or not? Or do you maybe feel like you can't do anything until someone else accomplishes what they set out to do? Hi, this is Cheryl, and today we're going to take on the subject of what's holding you back. If you're carrying your past or your fears around today, we're going to talk about how you can jettison that baggage and just get it out from on your back so you're going to have the freedom to do what you want to do at will. How does that sound to you? If you're like many, and me included, the thought of losing the weight that you've been shouldering may seem like an absolute impossible dream. Today, though, we need you to be able to see your possibilities instead of live with what you think is impossible. I know that there are a lot of circumstances that can hold us back. I mean, maybe something hasn't gone right in our past and we think we failed, so we're hesitant, honestly hesitant to take on something new because we're afraid of failure. Or maybe you believe you're a victim of somebody else's choices. And whether that's, you know, your spouse walked out and decided he wanted a divorce and you're stuck, or your company closed their doors and you're without a job. Whether you feel like you're a victim or you are at the will of someone else, we're going to show you today how that's actually really not the case. You may feel that way. You may feel like you're locked down and you're kept away from all of the great things that can happen in your life. But today we need you to tune in and discover really what you can do to lift the weight and make life just happier for you. I'm a firm believer, and I know I've been talking about this a lot. We create our own reality, we create our own happiness, and we create our own unhappiness. And if you're sitting there right now thinking, no, I didn't, someone else did that for me, or, well, maybe I did, but I'm living with it now and I'm just stuck in this place because I can't go back and change what happened in the past. Well, that's very true. So let's take a look at this. Let's take a look at some of these scenarios that might be what you feel is holding you back. What have you done that you regret? We all have regrets, and I know that there are people out there going to say, no, I have no regrets whatsoever, and I'm just going to say, good for you, that's wonderful. But as human beings, there are things that we do that we go, oh, I wish I wouldn't have done that, or I wish I would have done that. I've worked with clients in the past that say that they have no regrets, but then as they start talking, everything they talk about is what they wish they hadn't done. So whether you say you have a regret or you don't, you may be acting as if whatever you did or did not do is what is holding you back. And it's a time to truly be honest with yourself. If you have a regret, own it. Okay, I regret that I didn't take my education further. I regret that I never bought that Microsoft stock. I regret that I didn't say yes to that marriage proposal. Whatever it happens to be that you think about and wish you had or hadn't done, it's time now to just stop and say, okay, it is what it is. I didn't do it or I did do it. But where I am right now is the only point that I can start from. So what I'm having you look at is Own the regret. If you have it, own it. But realize that where you are right now in the place that you're at is your starting point. It isn't the time to lie to yourself. This is the time to be as honest with yourself as you possibly can be. If you want to move forward and face what you're struggling and clear it out, take the time to do that. I feel bad that here are just some examples. I feel bad that I wasn't patient with my mother. And that was one of my regrets. I didn't have a lot of patience with my mother, and she has since passed. And there are times when I look back and say, if I had only been more patient, but I can't change that. Perhaps that what you're looking at is, I regret not going to college. Well, that's one, regardless of your age, you could still go to college. I wish that I had married someone else instead of the person I'm married to. Okay, you can't necessarily go back and change that. What you're doing right now is just owning up to how you feel. And I want you to say it out loud. Okay, preferably if you're alone. Once you say it out loud, you set it free. Because keep in mind, you have been holding all of this in. Regrets are something that you hold tight in your chest and in your craw or your gut or whatever the case may be, and they just eat away at you. But once you say it out loud, you release it. And sometimes, depending on how you've actually worded it, you're going to laugh because you're going to go, oh yeah, well, I wish that I'd married him, but then again, I have a great life and I'm really happy. And maybe had I married that person, my life wouldn't be as happy as what it is right now. There's all sorts of things that could have changed if you had or hadn't done something, but you don't know what those are. You really don't. So when you say, I wish I had or I wish I hadn't, you don't know what doing or not doing or saying or not saying or being or not being, you don't know that that would have actually changed your life for the better. So just say out loud what you're regretting and ask yourself, if you could make up for this, would it change anything? Or is that regret just putting you in that wistful place? Oh, if only I had done. How does that feel to you when you ask yourself those questions? How does that feel to you? Do you feel sad? Or do you feel like you've missed out? Do you feel bad when you say those things out loud about what you wished you had or hadn't done? If you're feeling bad about it, it's a pretty good sign that whatever it was really wasn't right for you at the time, and it certainly isn't right for you now. If, however, you feel good when you talk about, and going to college is a good one, I wish I'd continued my education. If you feel passionate and really excited and thinking really positive thoughts about going back to school, well, then maybe that's something you need to go ahead and pursue. You don't have to let it go. You don't have to regret that you didn't do it then. Do it now. Do it because you feel passionate about it now. So if you don't feel good about it, you need to be able to let it go and say, I'm done. I want to move on. If you feel good about the subject and it's really important to you, then go for it. Just because you made a decision back then doesn't mean that decision can't be changed. Yes, I know there are certain things that can't be changed. Life changes. You know, I can look at myself and say, yes, if I had only taken my husband to a different kind of doctor, he'd still be alive right now. Okay, first of all, I don't know that that's true. And two, I can't change it anyhow because he's already passed. But could I go back to school? Could you go back to school? Could you go out and look for another job? You can. And if you feel really positive about what you would love to do, you're not going to be happy with yourself unless you pursue it. So now let's take this a different way. So if you are stuck and you think that it's because someone else is keeping you from moving forward in life, before it was something you did or didn't do, and now we're going to talk about the situation where you believe someone is keeping you from moving forward in your life. So is there someone who disapproves of your choices? They disapprove of the way you live your life, just disappointed in you, if that's the case. If it's someone close to you, ask yourself what consideration you need to give to them. Now, if it's your husband or your wife and they don't support you, are you willing to give up on your dream so they can live the life they want to live? And are you happy doing so? Now, I know that seems like an unusual question. What do you mean I would have to give up my life for someone else? You don't. But here's a good example, and it's one from my own life. For me, I knew and I would gladly let every one of my husband's choices be predominant in our lives. And I did that because what made me happy was seeing him be so happy and passionate about his photography. So being in that role where I didn't make my choice as a priority, the choice I made was because I loved his passion and I loved his happiness. And he was so energetic about photography that it was catching. It was inspiring. It was something that just filled me with joy and filled me with love. But that's a role that I chose. And you can make the same choice if that makes sense for you. But what if it doesn't? If you aren't happy and you don't like feeling that your dreams aren't as important as maybe your partner's, you need to decide what you're willing to do about it. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not suggesting you divorce your spouse or take a break. But can you talk about it? Can you talk to your partner about why your dreams are important to you? Because if you can, and this is a person and you truly care and love each other and the marriage is important to you, you can figure out a way to make your dreams come true. Maybe there's a situation where, okay, he needs to finish his training for a new job before he'll have time to do things that will free you up to pursue whatever you're happy about or you want to do that you're passionate about. That's a trade-off. Trade-offs in marriage happen all the time. Compromises happen all the time. Talk to your partner. Talk to your husband or your wife about why it's so important to you. And I will say I would like to you to also take the next step. If you don't feel that you can or you're not comfortable, involve someone else. Talk to a counselor, a minister, a therapist, and help. Get help for yourself at least on how you can talk to your spouse about it. And even better if they'll go with you so you can both come to some agreement that will help you work it out together. And this is really important if the marriage is important to you. And there are cases out there, and I know, and we've seen them all the time, where maybe the marriage isn't the priority. So there's a lot of tussling going back and forth between partners because one wants to dominate and the other one just wants freedom or wants to enjoy themselves. Those things happen. But if you involve a third party and you go for help, so to speak, you're making a conscious decision to work it out between you, or you're getting the help that you need to not. And you're the only one that can make that choice. That's, you know, these are what I'm talking about here are things to consider. If the other person is someone, though, that isn't close to you, So maybe it is a relative, but not someone that lives underneath your roof. Maybe it's someone at work. Maybe it's a passerby that disapproves of, you know, your choice of clothes or car or whatever the case may be. If you think that there are other people around you that disapprove of your choices and even go so far as to berate or question them, it's time to adopt a new mantra. And the one that I love the most is, their opinion is none of your business. Their opinion is based on their life and their choices. That's how they're making their judgments. You have to make the ones that are right for you. They're your dreams. They're your desires. It's your life. If you aren't willing to move yourself forward because of the fear of judgment or going against the norm, so to speak, then you're really not ready to move on. And think about that for a moment. If you believe that someone else's judgment of what you should or shouldn't do takes precedent over your own, then you're not ready to move forward. And if you spend some time and ask yourself, why is their opinion more important than my own? It will bring you to a place to say, I am deferring my happiness because of someone else. And you're deferring your happiness to someone who really is giving their opinion based on what's important to them, not you. No one can force you to be your own advocate, but if you can't be right now, that's okay. Just realize that it may take you a little bit more time. But one other thing that I would caution you here is if you don't feel you can move forward because of what someone else is judging or saying to you, that's a choice that you make. But you just can't sit there and complain about not living your dreams if you're not willing to live them. Now, let's consider what you're waiting for. And this is kind of the third step in here, or not step. This is kind of the third thing that tends to hold so many people back. And that's believing that you can't be happy until something happens in your life. You have the perfect job. You have the perfect partner, you have the certain amount in your bank account. You're waiting for other situations to happen before you want to be happy. How long are you willing to wait? When you wait for someone or something else to happen or to come into your life in order to be happy, you're consciously making a decision to be unhappy till then, or at least marginally happy. Does that sink in? When you wait, you're making a choice to defer your own happiness until tomorrow or next month or next year, maybe 10 years from now. I'll be happy when I retire. I'll be happy when the kids are out of the house and on their own. I'll be happy when I'm making X amount of dollars. Then I can kick back. Well, I know this is going to sound morbid, but from someone who has actually gone through this situation, you can die tomorrow. Tomorrow's not promised to any of us. We don't know what will happen. Now, I don't want y'all sitting there living in fear, thinking tomorrow I could die. That's not the point. The point of this is we don't know what tomorrow can bring. So why not choose to be happy right now? You know, it's like, and this was very popular when I was in my younger days, it was all, well, I'm going to wait to have children because I can't afford to have them right now. Well, when you wait, you miss out on that opportunity of being happy, miss out on the joy of bringing another life into this world, of having the joy of seeing your children grow. And sometimes you put it off until it's too late. Jack and I both put off many things in our lives. He was going to travel and do his photography when I went back to work. He died before that could happen. We're not promised tomorrow. So why not embrace today as it is and decide that you're going to make a choice to be happy. Now, hopefully you're getting a peek at the different perspectives on choosing happiness. So let's talk about how to be happier right now, because you have to start somewhere. You can't just flip a switch and decide to be happy when you haven't been or when you're truly miserable. It doesn't work that way. But you can start to turn yourself in the direction of being in a better place, of being happier when you decide to be. So the first thing and the most important thing is that you have to decide to give yourself some time. Yes, our lives are busy and they're filled with responsibilities, but your job is not 7 days a week, 365 days a year, 16 hours a day. Your children and your husband don't need your attention 24/7. Okay, yes, if you have young children, you may have to wait until after they go to bed. Or maybe you get a babysitter, or maybe you swap taking care of the kids with another mom or dad who needs time to themselves. But the point is, you need to make yourself a priority. You need to make yourself a priority to be happy and carve out some time every day or every week, hopefully at least once a week, to take time to do something that you love. Once you make that time, you truly have to commit to that time on a regular basis. That doesn't mean a schedule, but once a week, it's my time to do X, Y, or Z. It's my time, period. You have to honor that time and make the commitment and just go do something that you love, because when you do, you're honestly going to feel better, and it may be simple. Maybe you're going to read a book, or you're going to go to a movie, or you're just going to take a walk. But make that time for yourself, because once you give yourself, even if it's 5 minutes a day or 30 minutes a day, and you see how much better you feel during that time, you're going to want to go and do more. And recognize that the family, the jobs, the friends, the routines don't fall apart because you take time for yourself. People will adapt. And as you start doing what makes you happy, you are happier. Imagine how cool it must be for your family to see you in a better mood because you're taking time to enjoy your life. And I can promise you, when you take the time that you need, set aside that time on a regular basis. Commit to it. Don't allow yourself to be distracted. Okay, so maybe you scheduled for Wednesday afternoon. You had an hour, but something came up with your child. You know what? You reschedule for Thursday. But you take the time during that week for yourself. Flexibility is important in all of our lives. I don't believe that hard and fast and inflexible is going to make you happier. Being flexible is what's going to make you happy, because you still know you're going to have that time for yourself to do something that you absolutely enjoy. It can be simple. It can be easy. It doesn't have to take a lot of planning. It just has to be something that feeds your passion. And as you start to do this, you open up more time and more space for happiness now. We talked as we started about letting go of those things that you regret and moving past the conversations with others who don't support you, whether you want them to or not. You learn to push aside those things that don't change your life right now. You can't go back and relive the past. You can do things now differently. You can take time for yourself now. Every moment that you walk on this earth is an opportunity to be happy. Maybe there's something in your life that isn't the way you want it to be, but if you take the time, that hour, a month or a week or whatever works for you, you take that time to enjoy your life and enjoy your passion. In doing that, you open up your heart, your soul, and your mind to the possibilities of more and doing things differently. So we talked about being excited about going back to school, and you make the commitment to take a class a quarter. Think of how great it's going to be to see yourself progressing forward, doing something that you love and something you're passionate about, something that truly stirs your heart and soul and makes you happy. All of a sudden, you're not stuck anymore. You're not waiting. You're not putting your life on hold for someone else. You're making the decision that your life and your happiness is what's important to you. So I hope that you have found a lot of benefit today in thinking about what's holding you back and what you can do to be happy right now in this moment. We aren't promised tomorrow, but we have today, and I'll hope you use it to be happy. Thanks for listening. This is Cheryl, and I look forward to hearing from you again next week. Have a great week.